Story Matters. After.
The headlines. Police arrest several individuals in Eastern Province over GCE exam malpractice. Government urges KCM to meet revitalization targets to support national economic growth. And in global news, a bus crash kills 25 people returning from funeral in Kenya. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Police in Eastern Province have disclosed that 7 cases of examination malpractice were recorded during the 2025 General Certificate of Education GCE examinations in the region, which had led to several arrests. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Wemba, who confirmed the development in a statement, says the incidents occurred in Chipata and Nyimba districts. Mr. Mwemba explains that in Nyimba, police received a report from the head teacher of Kalambakua Day Secondary School indicating that Alfred Mwale, aged 30, from Mwambezi village, Petahuke, was caught writing the mathematics paper 1 for his cousin, Elliot Banda, aged 39, from Kalasau village, Petahuke. He says further investigation revealed that Mwale had also completed 2 other subjects, English and civic education, on behalf of Banda. Mr. Mwemba says the suspect was arrested and remains in police custody, while Banda, the principal offender, is still on the run. He further explains that in Chipata, 5 cases of examination malpractice were reported, which led to a number of arrests, with some suspects released on police bond, while others remain in police custody. Mr. Mwemba has assured the public that all suspects involved in the malpractice cases would face court proceedings soon. Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Minister Charles Melopi has urged Konkola Copper Mines KCM to focus on meeting its revitalization targets to enhance the mine's operations and contribute to Zambia's economic development. Speaking at a briefing before the groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of township roads by KCM in Chidilabombo district, Mr. Melopi has emphasized that achieving these targets is crucial for driving economic growth and improving the livelihoods of Zambian citizens. He has assured that government is committed to continuously supporting efforts that promote economic growth and will take all necessary actions to ensure that these said goals are achieved.
These targets, when you hit them, there is a salutary effect onto all stakeholders, including the population that depend on us. And that is why I'm sure today we are here, as corporate social responsibility, provide what can be done in this town and so forth and so on. So we are thankful. As government, we wish you all the best. We want KCM to succeed.
Meanwhile, Mines and Mineral Development Minister Poka also assured KCM of government support in addressing any challenges that may arise, but stressed that the welfare of the citizens should always be a top priority.
Within this period that they've been reinstated, 150,000 this year, meaning you are rushing to breaking even, isn't it? To be cash positive.
Correct.
And when you are cash positive, the consequences will be seen in the townships.
Yes.
So you have our support. Please look after our employees. There is no noise coming out in as far as the employees are concerned. So it means that something good is happening. Of course, we can do better, but the mine must first come back to life.
And KCM Chief of Operations Malcolm Melwet disclosed that the mine is so far producing 150,000 metric tons of copper, an increase from 40,000 previously.
This year we will produce around 150,000 tons, just this current year, financial year, and we're looking at planning next year for just over 200,000. So we're a long way there. To get to the 300,000, we need the capital investment here in Chinilabombwe at Konkola, and that KDMP project, which there has been no money spent on that project for nearly a decade, and we're about to take the first blast in the third quarter of this year.
The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, has announced that approximately 165 tons of the 500 tons of expired medicines have been successfully transported to the holding warehouse in Kasumpe, where the disposal process will take place. Earlier this month, ZAMSA announced the commencement of the systematic and environmentally responsible disposal of expired medicines accumulated between January 2023 and December 2024 with a total value of 129 million kwacha. Updating the media on the ongoing process this morning, ZAMSA Quality Assurance Senior Manager McLean Sakala said that the incineration process of the expired medicines is expected to commence by Friday next week and end by end of October this year.
As ZAMSA, we have contracted the services of a waste disposal company called Clean Friends Limited. Clean Friends Limited will be disposing these commodities through the process called incineration. Incineration is basically burning these items at extreme high temperatures. We have so far transported about 165 tons from ZAMSA here to the holding warehouse. The exercise for disposal, the frequency is supposed to be done annually, but because of non-availability of funds, sometimes we find it's difficult to follow that frequency. This is the reason why we had these items that expired within the period of 2 years being disposed now.
Meanwhile, ZAMSA Senior Manager for Corporate Communications, Bradley Chingove, has expressed gratitude to the Global Fund for their crucial financial support, noting that the successful disposal exercise would not have been possible without their assistance.
It's very important for us, Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, to extend our sincere gratitude to the Global Fund for their invaluable financial support. This critical disposal exercise of expired medicines and medical supplies would have not been made possible without the support from our cooperating partner, the Global Fund.
Former Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Bob Sichinga has urged Zambian accountants to actively engage in national discussions, particularly on matters impacting the country's economy. Speaking at the Chartered Accountant CA Zambia Convocation and Annual Advocacy Awards in Lusaka last evening, Mr. Sichinga expressed concern over the apparent silence among accountants regarding recent changes to the 2025 national budget. He also highlighted issues such as Zambia's high lending rates currently at 26% and the lack of commentary on key economic reports, including the Bank of Zambia's monetary policy rate, the annual economic report, and the Financial Intelligence Center FIC report. Mr. Sichinga emphasized the importance of accountants playing a vocal role in promoting accountability in the nation.
You cannot have a national budget and two supplementary budgets after that. Where is the stability? How many of you accountants can afford to change your budget in a year, three times? And no comment is coming from our association? No. And also the engineers put at their front of their designation, engineer such and such. How about you guys saying accountant such and such? Why are you shying away from exercising what you have done? So most of the senior accountants, they are asking for an alumni so that all of us, we can ensure that we can pass on the baton to the new team.
Meanwhile, Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, ZICA President Yande Mwenye, announced that 93 candidates had received the prestigious CA Zambia designation, bringing the total number of qualified accountants to 245. To earn the CA Zambia designation, individuals must complete both rigorous professional exams and a mandatory three-year practical training program demonstrating their competence and expertise in the field.
Our local qualification continues to grow from strength to strength and now stands shoulder to shoulder with other international professional qualifications. As a testament to this, we have exported a number of our CA Zambia designates to different countries around the world, namely Kenya, Zimbabwe, Canada,